Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Beautiful. support of the service. Amen. Well, let's get into the message. Light and dark. We live in a reality that there is always both light and darkness around us. This world has been both good and evil, right and wrong. As believers, we must grow in both our acceptance of this reality and our pursuit of the light. We must allow God to mold and shape us into those who rid ourselves of any darkness, become fully known to God, and allow His light to transform us into reflections of His Son. May the Lord open our eyes to see the glorious light before us this week. All throughout Scripture, God reiterates a consistent, powerful metaphor, light and dark. Scripture depicts the darkness as that which is without God, and light is that which has God in it. As children of light, it's vital for us to dive deeply into the concept of light and dark, that we might experience the fullness of all God has made available to us. We must accept that both light and dark exist. We can engage with both and learn what it is to choose light in every turn. In Isaiah 42:16, God says, "I will lead the blind in the way that they do not know, and paths that they have not known. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them." So God has not left us to wander in darkness. He never leaves us or forsakes us. Who we are blind to the paths of God, who have had our eyes opened through the powerful sacrifice of Jesus. We now have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, who seeks to guide us into the light with every thought, emotion, action, and decision. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14 says, "For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." It's time for you and me to rise from any part of darkness and live in the shining light of Christ Jesus. It's time for us to wake up from the former lives that we were consumed with chaos, lies, and sin, come out of the shadows and find true life in the light of God's presence, will, and word. God has so much more in store for you than a life lived working to escape darkness. The power of Jesus' sacrifice has hidden you in Him. His light is your light. But before we can experience His fullness of life available to us, we must allow Him to open our eyes. We must allow Him into the darkest places of our past thoughts, feelings, and perspectives. We must allow His light to illuminate our darkest of sins in order that those which cause us the most shame might be healed and broken off our lives. Just as light can hurt a little at first, when we become accustomed to darkness, seeing the parts of our lives that we've shut off to God, others, and even ourselves can be painful. But once we will allow God to illuminate our whole lives that we might see ourselves as truly are, we will discover a wealth of grace, love, and forgiveness unlike any we've ever known. Once we experience the unconditional love of God, who knows all we've ever done, thought, or felt, our lives begin to change by His overwhelming goodness. Light is powerful in its ability to heal, set free, and empower. So take time in guided prayer to open your heart to your Heavenly Father and reflect on His biblical principle of light and dark. Allow Scripture to fill you with the desire to seek the light of God in all things. Ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate the places in your life He longs to heal, and find grace, rest, and forgiveness in the loving presence of your Heavenly Father. Meditate on the biblical metaphor of light and dark. Reflect on the truth of the Scripture that your mind would be renewed by the reality of choice before you to live in the light. Matthew chapter 4:16, "The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region the shadow of death, on them light was dawned." What areas of your life have you yet to be fully illuminated, healed, set free, and empowered by God? Where do you need God's grace, truth, and help in choosing light over darkness? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all innermost parts. Ask God to show you how he feels about the dark places in your life. Ask him to speak truth to your areas of need. Ask his forgiveness for any ways in which you've been living in darkness. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but you are chosen to raise a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim his excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The fullness of life is only available in the light. Anything we experience in darkness is a mere shadow of what is available to us with God. Any pleasure we find in impurity, lies, and pride is nothing compared to the inexhaustible satisfaction available in God's light. Trust God that he absolutely has the best life in store for you if you choose him. Trust him with the fullness of joy, peace, and purpose, and pleasure is found in him alone. May your day be filled with the peace and joy that comes from the living light of God. I highly suggest that you read Ephesians chapter 5 and bring this devotional more into light. Amen. All righty. Well, now this brings us to the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from a depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs or sexual morality or overeating or gambling. Whatever the problem may be, see, the Lord can take that away. But in order to do so, he has to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do anything for you. So the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you will come on live. Okay, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Amen. Right now, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen? All right.
Banjo.
Okay, this is a repeat, it's a recording. Let's bring on another caller. Hello, my brother Doug. How you doing?
Hi, Ken. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I listen to the Tony Gaga shows, okay? And such great things were said about us.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe all the good things that were said about us.
Yeah, he kind of apologized, huh? For the show before that. Remember that one? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me, Doug?
Yeah, I hear you. Am I breaking up or what?
No, you're fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I just tried to talk about the truth, you know, and that's all.
Yeah. Well,
you know those. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It's your show.
Well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that they don't know any truths. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand what. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Ken.
Yeah, they think they do, okay, but they don't know any, okay.
Well, I don't know if I would say they don't know, but you know, they just try to make stories out of it, just like Tony F said. Gives them a storyline.
Yeah, well, they're good with a storyline.
Yeah. Hey, I know I'm not the greatest caller and all that, so I don't want to take up much time. So. I listen
no,
to your show
not.
All the time.
You're fine, Doug.
Yeah, well, I listen to your show all the time, and it helps me out. I don't care what anybody says. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I listen to the music.
If I can
yeah.
help one
What's
person,
that?
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I wish I could help somebody like that. And trust me, I've been getting helped. You know? Remember when I used to call?
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, you know. And them guys will say, well, he's kissing Kenny's ass and blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not. You know, you actually have helped me, so. I appreciate it.
I'm glad I can help you.
Yeah. So that'll give him a new storyline.
Amen.
All right. Well, don't let me take up your show.
Okay. Well, no, you're not taking up my show at all. Okay. It's always good to have you on.
I just wanted to, you know, say my side of the story there, you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're entitled to.
Yeah. And I didn't try to get Tony's show taken off. And
Neither did I. Neither did Tony F.
I believe you. Because it wouldn't be hard to do that.
No.
You know, the way they talk. Well, even on your show, the way they talk about my daughters and stuff is... That's pretty, that's low. That's going low there. That's what I tried to tell Tony last night on his show. Sometimes you take it too far, you know? have a show, have fun. Don't take it too far. And I've took it too far myself. Like I said, when I used to be really fucked up. And now I'm not really fucked up, but I still have, I'm working on it. That's all.
Amen. Amen. As long as you're working on it, it's what counts.
Amen. And you're helping me do it. And in a funny way, kind of Tony Gaga kind of was helping me do it too.
Okay.
So yeah, now they're going to say I'm just crying again and whining. So yeah, go ahead and do what you do on your show, man. But I'll be listening.
All right. Okay. I'll put you on mute.
Thank you.
And so you can listen to the rest of the show.
All right, thanks.
Okay, God bless, Doug.
You too.
Okay, let's see. 111. You're on the air. Okay. They hung up. Okay. Okay, 269.
Hello, Pastor Ken. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Who do I have?
This is Mississippi Mike. You can call me Mike for short. I'm in a bit of a situation right now. A good friend who is the host of another blog talk show, and I need some spiritual guidance.
Okay, Mississippi Mike.
Well, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I was out in the East Boston area.
Right.
And I got a bit too drunk, I guess, is what happened. And it was late at night, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I went to a public restroom, a restroom, I don't know if it was public or not, but I went there, and I sort of passed out. When I woke up, there was I destroyed the bathroom, and I found out that my good friend, who was the host of another blog talk show, he cleaned up the diarrhea mess that I made. And he yelled at me, and I consider this man a close friend. If I had to reborn my daughters, I would put him as the godfather on it because I think that would be interesting. But I don't know what to do. I don't know how to apologize to this man because he quit his job because of my diarrhea of bath bubble that I made in the bathroom.
Yeah, I heard this on the show. Yeah. Well, you know, all I can say, Mississippi Mike, is that, you know, things happen and it's the past, okay? And we should let the past be the past, okay? Because you can't change it, okay? I mean, you
Amen.
You tried to apologize for it. And come clean about it, okay, because you didn't know who did it, okay, and you came clean about it and you apologized for it. All you got to do now is just leave it in God's hands. And whether he accepts it
Amen.
Or not, that's up to him.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ken. And can I just say a quick prayer really quick?
Say what?
Can I say a quick prayer really quick?
Yes, go ahead, my brother.
All right, thank you. Dear Lord, I pray that my good friend Tony Gagardo gets peace and comfort in dealing with these difficult times because I know that he wakes up in the middle of the night thinking of the diarrhea mess I made in his bathroom. And I pray that he is granted forgiveness from the great Lord above and can forgive me for making a mess in the urinal and putting my hands on the walls when they were dirty. And I pray that he can find the light and have the courage to forgive me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, put me back on mute, Kenny. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mississippi Mike. God bless.
God bless you.
All righty. I'll give you 111.
Hey, Ken.
Hello, what's up?
This is Long Feather. How you doing tonight?
All right, Johnny.
There's been a lot of talk lately about something in Africa. Could you clarify what exactly happened in Africa with you? Because I want to get to the truth instead of some of this nonsense.
Nothing happened in Africa with me.
Okay, so all the talk about you having a Uganda mission for orphans, is that fake?
No, that was true. I started it out with another person. All I was trying to do is help get aid to the orphanage, okay? Get donations there for them so they could get food, they can get clothing, and they can get other things that they needed. That's all.
Okay. So you helped get financial donations to Uganda. Is that correct? Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Cause there was a guy named Bashir that was on.
There's no Bashir there. Okay, he's from Pakistan and nowhere near Uganda.
Yeah, I know. But were you ever in Pakistan?
No, I was never in Pakistan. There was an orphanage there, okay, that needed help, okay, and I did the same thing I did for Uganda, okay. I tried to get aid donations, okay, and food and clothes, okay, to them.
Okay, because there's a charity called World Vision that I participate in, and I make a monthly donation and have for years, and it goes towards a Christian mission in Mozambique in Africa. And I've never been to Africa, obviously, but it goes to, I don't remember the name of the town, but, you know, once in a while I get a letter that says, hey, here's what we're using your money for. So, have you ever been to Africa?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, was it in Uganda?
Well, yeah, but I was in other places besides Uganda. I went to Kenya. Okay. I went to Gambia. Okay. Another spot.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. So was it? I keep hearing the term orphanage and stuff like that. Were you involved in orphanages there?
Well, I did visit some of them. Yes, I have. Okay.
So you've been to Africa.
I didn't do anything to no children.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Because I heard a bunch of rumors about you, quote unquote, sucking a child into manhood, which I thought was very ungodly.
That's not how I meant it. Okay, when Pastor Kent was talking bull crap, I said, and he called me a boy. I said, if you see a boy, suck him into manhood. Okay.
So what did you mean by that?
That's what I said. Okay.
So you said suck a boy into manhood.
It got blown out of proportion. what I said.
Okay, so just to clarify, and let's set the record straight, because Circle of Trust, we're talking about the truth here. We're trying to settle all this nonsense. Truth. So what did you mean by that when you said suck a boy into manhood?
What I said, if you see a boy, if he's calling me a boy, okay? I said, if you see a boy, okay, suck him into manhood, okay? Basically, I was telling Pastor Kent, you go ahead and suck me, okay?
Well, how ungodly is that?
Into manhood, yes. That was ungodly.
It was
ungodly
for you to say.
Yes, it was.
So you're talking about oral sex with a child?
No.
Why do you put up with these callers?
Whoa.
Away from with these lies people tell about you?
Whoa. I'm just calling to clarify.
Right here.
I'm not saying anything bad.
This one?
All right. Okay. Let's get a 111.
Hello.
I already did.
111. Hello. This is Ugandan Steve. I am calling on collect call from Africa, and I'd like to share an experience I had with you when I was in Uganda.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I can see this show has gone to shit. Okay, so I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. Have a blessed night. And when you all want to have something to talk about godly, okay, call me. Okay, until then, goodbye.